wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland.
Hold it now.
Good morning, Roland. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a gorgeous day here, but certainly a sad one as we mourn the loss of Heavy D, a really phenomenal brother, and we reached out to another just awesome brother, and that is Doug E. Fresh. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Well, you know how it is, Doug.
Yep. I completely understand it. I feel it. And it's been like this all night. I'm just leaving the studio because everybody is still in shock.
When's the last time you saw Hev?
The last time I seen Hev was probably, I'd say, a couple of months ago. But I spoke to him probably a couple of weeks ago because we were talking about going on tour together. Because we did the first show that he did together. He called me up with my friend Charlie Mack, and we did his first performance in like 13 years. Because every day, you know how we was trying to get him on the cruise all the time, I would call him up, come on, Hev, come on out to this show, come on out to that show. I'm coming. I would try to convince him, and then one day he called me up and said he wanted to do a big show out in L.A., and he asked for me and Kane to be on the show, and all of us came out there to support him, and Charlie Mack put it together with him, and then he had an incredible performance because he said he wanted his daughter to see him perform, you know, so, you know, we came out there to do that, and then he liked it, and then he said he wanted to go on tour, so he wanted me to go with him, and he wanted Kane to go with him, because me and Heavy was very, 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 very close.
You know, Roland, one of the things that you pointed out, a lot of people may not recognize, is how serious he was about acting.
One of the first rappers to really get into it.
Yeah, he was so serious that Heavy was the type of guy that when he got into something, he gave it his all, you know, and basically, you know, he moved to L.A. He went and hooked up out there with Denzel and Eddie and, you know, and Will, and he just kept on. You know, he said he wanted to be a real actor, so he went and did a play. He got on stage, and, you know, he really put his all into it, and he left the stage alone in regards to hip-hop because he wanted people to take him serious as an actor. Mm. And, you know, he just did that role. We just seen him the other night in
Tower Heist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we was happy to see him. I was sitting, because he didn't tell none of us he was in it, you know? So it was just happy to see him, and then his performance on TV, he looked good on there. You know, we started talking and saying, man, you know, I know we're gonna have some fun on the road, cause you know we always played around. You know, we were just really, really, really good friends. You know, I just left his brother this morning. You know, his brother is. There's no words to say. With his brother's just completely destroyed because, you know, it was...
Any health warnings?
Well, you know, he was always in really good shape after because, you know, he started training. You know, he was drinking a lot of water. I mean, I don't know if you've seen him from before and after, but Heavy lost like 100 and something pounds. I mean, he was in great shape. You know, from what I understand, you know, he probably... You know, caught something when he went over there for the tribute for Michael Jackson. He performed over there in the UK, and then he came back and he couldn't breathe. Mm. He was having problems breathing, and they think he caught walking pneumonia. But he stayed over there for a little while, and he only did it because of his relationship with Michael Jackson and how you know he had love for Michael Jackson because he's one of the first guys Michael ever had on a record with him, you know, the record Jam, you know, and then he went over there and when he came back, you know, his brother told me, you know, he was having problems breathing and then he was talking and then all of a sudden said he was in the hospital and they said it wasn't looking good. They gave him some kind of antibiotics and for some reason, you know, something happened right after that.
It's
mind blowing, man.
Got to ask you, his last tweet was, be inspired.
Right. Well, this is what he. This is another thing he told me. You know, it's so crazy that you said that because I didn't know he did that. But what he did is Heavy loves little quotes. Like he always loved little quotes. Like he would, you know, call me and say he was putting together a book of quotes. Like, you know, because Heavy was like a deep type thinker, you know, like he never did anything unless it was the best. Like he always wanted it to be the best. And that's why he didn't want to perform for a while, because he felt like, you know, if he couldn't come out there and do the shows the way he wanted to. And I kept trying to convince him. I kept trying to get him on the cruise. I said, come on, Hev, you can do the cruise, man. It ain't no big deal. Come on, come on. You know, and he'd be like, nah, man. So he would take these quotes that he had and make them into a book. So when he said something like be inspired or, you know, just different quotes he would, you know, he would share with me. You know, that was a part of Heavy D. You know, he always... If you listen to his records, if you listen to anything or remember anything you ever heard about Heavy, it has been nothing but positive energy. You know what I mean? Like, nothing has ever been negative about Heavy D.
Wow.
Nothing. I mean, when I say nothing, like, there's nobody in the hip-hop game that could ever say that they had a problem with Heavy D. Not even an argument. Not even a disagreement. Nothing. Like, Heavy... has to be.
No one has ever had beef with Heavy D, huh?
Never, ever, ever, man. Heavy's like a lovable guy, you know? So
he
that's
was the nicest, one of the nicest rappers you would ever want to meet.
People.
Man.
Just one of
them. Yeah, he's just a good person, you know? And
you remember when you first met Hev?
Me?
Man. No, I'm talking to Dougie.
Me? Oh, yeah, man. Hev is one of my little proteges, man. Heavy was the... you know, the overweight lover. So when he started coming up with the, you know, with the beats and the shakers, and Andre Harrell brought him out, you know, we was up in Mount Vernon, and you know, he told me how much he liked, you know, the style that I was doing, because it was a lot of fun. He used to tell me LL was one of his favorite rappers, and Will, like, he was the guy that would tell each one of us how he really felt, no matter how we took it. He didn't care. He didn't care. And,
what did he say about you?
He never got mad because you know he was keeping it real.
What did he say about you?
Oh, with me? He said, Doug, man, yo, I'm going to keep it real, Doug. You do them shows, but you need to get in the studio and make some records, Doug. I see you on the stage, but you better get in the, you know. I'll be like, I'm going in the studio. All right, give me a minute. You know what I'm saying? And so he's the guy that would tell you the truth, you know. Never did he ever come at you with kind. Like, you know, it was never hate. It was always, you know, positive and constructive,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a great, it's an incredible loss, man. But I'm going to tell you, I feel sad, but I feel happy in a way, because I know the energy that he left was so powerful and it was so clean that it did nothing but made the world a better place.
Yeah.
It made people happy.
Absolutely.
One time, one last thing I wanted to tell you, one thing he said one time was there was a person who was sick, and they wanted to hear his music, and they was having problems, you know, coming out of a coma or something, and he was playing Heavy D music, and it helped this girl come out of a coma, man.
Wow.
And that's
thanks, Dougie.
Real. It's real, man. Very, very
get in
real.
The studio, man. Go get in the studio, like Heavy said, man.
Yeah. I was in the studio all night after that. I don't know. It all seemed right. Seemed like he pushed me to the wall there, Jay.
All right, man.
All right, Dougie, man.
All right, Doug.
See you soon, brother.
All right, y'all. Take care, y'all. Thanks.
Take care.